Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, good morning, Roland Martin.
Good morning, my people, including my fellow Ascot brother, Rodney Perry.
Yes, glad
to say it. Chat with your brother. So glad to chat with you. Tom, we've been covering so many different aspects of voter suppression all across the country. We've seen a lot of the court rulings come down. In fact, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, they will be ruling tomorrow. But we came across this story, it's very interesting, in the Huffington Post, about minority voters possibly being intimidated by polling place vigilantes. Very interesting news conference held by Common Cause. So we turn to Stephen Spaulding. He's the general counsel for Common Cause. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you guys did this report called Bullies at the Ballot Box. Explain to our listeners, what do you mean by that?
That's right. Well, you know, it's Bullies at the Ballot Box, and the subtitle here is Protecting the Freedom to Vote Against Wrongful Challenges and Intimidation, because we're concerned. We've heard a number of stories across the past two election cycles and happening now that there are well-coordinated, well-funded groups that are organizing and training what they claim to be up to a million volunteers to confront Americans at the polls and before Election Day as to their right to vote. And they've said, you know, at their trainings, that they want to make the experience of voting, in their words, like driving and seeing the police following you. And so, you know, we're concerned here that there's a real danger.
You've talked to people who have been who have been in training to do this? You've talked to people who have...
Oh, yeah. Yep. There have been a number of trainings across the country. One organization is called True the Vote. They've had these summits in Colorado, in Ohio. They've partnered with Americans for Prosperity, a big Koch brothers group, AstroTurf group down in Florida. And at that training, that's what the goal, that is their words, that voting should be like driving and seeing the police following you, because they are concerned about what they say is voter fraud. And the concern here is that, you know, we think there's a danger that voters are going to face overzealous volunteers who take the law, you know, into their own hands and target voters and ultimately prevent some eligible Americans from voting. There's been a lot of overheated rhetoric. They've talked about how the, quote, Obama gang is out to steal the election with the illegal alien vote, their words, with what they call the, quote, food stamp army. You know, that kind of overheated rhetoric is really going to fire up what we think is an overzealous base. And the tactics that they're using and that they've used are combing voter registration lists ahead of Election Day with this software that they've developed that they're training people to use, where they get voter registration lists and then compare names to everything from the Facebook to, you know, obituaries and legacy.com to jury lists. And then they compile these lists of names and give them to election officials. So what we did is we looked at how 10 different states across the country deal with these kind of challenges before Election Day. You know, in some places, voters that are challenged, they get to have a hearing before they're kicked off their rolls. In other places, like in Florida, you'd have to vote a provisional ballot. But then there's also, so there's this pre-Election Day list combing activity. Then you've got this day of network of poll watchers. They want to train up to a million poll watchers and poll monitors who will go to the polls.
Now, Stephen, for a second, for our listeners, explain what a poll watcher even does.
So a poll watcher is usually appointed by a political party. It depends on the state, but they're appointed by a political party or candidate to go observe the election. And every state has different rules around poll watchers. In some states, a poll watcher can actually talk to people, can talk to voters, can ask to see their papers, literally. Can challenge people at the registration desk as they're checking in. In other places, they have to stay outside and they can monitor the polling place. In either way, what we heard are really troubling reports in Harris County, Texas, in a big community, in communities of color, in college towns in Wisconsin during the Wisconsin recall, where there were complaints of these poll watchers getting in election workers' faces, hovering over voters, harassing them, blocking them. And to be clear, all of that is illegal. I mean, this is all illegal. And it's illegal under the Voting Rights Act in all 10 states. It's intimidation's illegal, period.
But what was there anything done? Were there any charges leveled against them from a criminal standpoint?
So the Department of Justice did go down to Texas and interview witnesses. We're not aware of any formal charges that were brought or any formal investigation. In Wisconsin, just during this past summer in this recall election, the Government Accountability Board in Wisconsin put out a report saying, we are disturbed by allegations and by stories of voter intimidation, and we will be training our poll workers for the November election to ensure that people are in line. Yeah. So this is something that has been a little under the radar, but when we pull these stories together, it's something that we need to keep an eye on.
We want people to also understand that if those people who believe in the right to vote can also train people to be poll workers, and we're going to be bringing folks more information on those organizations as well, people who want to protect the sanctity of the vote. Stephen, we certainly appreciate it, man. Thank you so very much.
Hey, I appreciate
it. Just another effort, Tom, of just trying to get our listeners to understand.
But these people are serious.
They are dead serious.
They're training people to mess with you at the polls.
Yes.
Wow.